USA Radio News. Just in from China, at least 12 people were killed in a massive gas explosion in central China today. The blast took place at about 6:30 a.m. local time, Cheyenne City. 138 people have been rescued from the area, including 37 with serious injuries. The cause of the accident is under investigation. President Biden is wrapping up his visit to the G7 summit, then it's on to the NATO summit in Brussels, followed by a major meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week.
The United States, I've said before, we're back. The U.S. is back.
Putin says relations with the U.S. are at the lowest point in decades, calling President Biden radically different from former President Trump. Angela Merkel says she'll come to visit the White House July 15th. It will be her last, as she is not running for election. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Over 100 employees of a Houston hospital have their COVID vaccine mandate tossed from court. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
The lawsuit from more than 100 employees of a Houston hospital over a mandate to get a COVID vaccination has been thrown out by a federal judge. Houston Methodist Hospital had given employees until June 7th to get vaccinated or face termination. The group sued the hospital, saying that the mandate violated federal law. Lawyers for the plaintiffs said they would appeal the ruling.
The East is cooling down for a bit, but the West is bracing for a heat wave. Here's Wendy King.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of central and southern California, southern Nevada, and western and southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
How about a ride into space with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos on the anniversary of our moon landing? John Clemens reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that'll fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold, $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Danish Football Federation key soccer player Christian Eriksen is in stable condition. Here's Dan Naraki with more.
Danish soccer star Christian Eriksen is in stable condition after collapsing during a match Saturday at the European Championships. Eriksen collapsed on the field near the end of the first half of the Denmark-Finland match. Several medics performed CPR on the field to revive him. The Danish Football Federation says that Eriksen is undergoing further tests in a Copenhagen hospital. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Listen to any of our newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Ron Osborne.